This morning I think it might be a few Sundays, but the focus is to be praying based on the truth that the Holy Spirit has been sharing with us over the past few weeks. And one of the reasons is for us to be established in a truth. It's like, just say for instance, last Sunday, in Christ we are blessed. But how do we pray from that reality for families? How do we pray for that reality for other people? We've been speaking about the new covenant and the reality of Christ's death and resurrection. How do we pray from that foundation? Because we pray in the name of Jesus. So it's very important for us to begin to become more established in the revelation that the Holy Spirit is sharing with us concerning our Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. And so that's what we're going to be doing today and probably next Sunday, I'm not too sure. But there's a real emphasis for us to bring a community, to bring a nation that's in our heart into the very throne room of God and intercede for our people of our nation right now. So there's that's been very strong in my spirit over the past couple of days, is a time for just focused prayer. So there may not be much preaching over the next Sunday or two, or maybe three, I don't know yet, but it's now for us to be praying and for us to be able to take the communion together and remembering the reality of when Jesus says, have communion, remembering my death. Some time back we looked at the atonement and we spent quite a bit of time just understanding a little bit about the power of the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We saw over there the reality of God's wrath, God's anger, God's righteousness, God's holiness, God's love, everything about God being satisfied in his son Jesus' death on the cross and what he did for us. We also spent quite a bit of time looking at the power of what redemption's all about and how the blood of Christ has paid the consequences of sin, the wages of sin is death, and the blood has dealt with that. We looked at how the blood of Jesus has taken us out of being under the control of sin, has dealt with that, destroyed the power of sin because of the blood of Jesus Christ. We also looked at the blood of Jesus Christ, not only dealt with the power of sin, but has also taken us out of being captured by sin. So the debt's been paid for, the power of sin has been dealt with. We've been taken out of that control. We're no longer slaves to sin anymore. And we also looked at the power of the blood that continuously keeps us free, continuously purifies us, keeps us free from all of that. So how do we pray for ourselves? How do we pray for a family based on the power of the gospel, the power of the cross of Jesus Christ? And we want to learn, we want to pray, and we want to be able to share with one another what God is busy sharing as we're learning step by step how to pray in the name of Jesus. Okay, and so that's part of us being established in some of the truths that the Holy Spirit has been sharing with us over the past couple of weeks and months. When Paul, just take for instance, if you look at the Old Testament, if a son is disobedient and will not listen to instruction by the parents, the Levitical law says, now you take that son, you take him to the elders, and then you take him to the gate and you stone him to death. Pretty harsh, eh? To deal with his drunkenness and all his rebelliousness so that the nation is not contaminated. And then we see Jesus Christ coming in and has paid the price for our rebelliousness. You see, how do we pray from that place that in Christ we have been blessed by our Heavenly Father with every spiritual blessing? What does it mean when Paul says it's no longer I who live? Because he understands that in Christ's death he died to who he was in the bloodline of Adam. It's no longer he who lives. He understands that through the incredible death and resurrection of Jesus, he's now in Christ. So it's no longer I who live. That old Adam man is no longer me. But now the life I live is Christ in me. A full understanding of the reality of what it is to have been died with Christ and raised with him and to be now in union with our Lord Jesus Christ. How do we pray from that position of being in Jesus Christ for a nation in the name of Jesus Christ? So these are the things that we're wanting to look at. And recently, as we've been going through looking at the Father's Prayer, Jesus is praying to the Father. The first part of that prayer that we looked at quite a few Sundays back was Father. Just his intimate relationship with his Heavenly Father, who is now our Heavenly Father. And when we spend time in just getting established in that, and when you and I come and we say, Father, something profound takes place because the Holy Spirit witnesses to our spirit, Father. The Holy Spirit testifies with us, we are loved by our Father, we are children of our Father, we are family. That's a big deal when we experiencing the reality of fatherhood. And so the application for us at that time was for us to get to the place where we say, Father, you have full access, full right to be my Father, to father me in my life. And to open up our lives to allow our Heavenly Father to really be our true Father within us. And how His fatherhood makes a huge impact in our lives. And why this is so important is because we've been praying for the family of God in our nation. And one of the most incredible scriptures we see there in Ephesians chapter 3. And this could be one of the scriptures that you can use as we break up in smaller groups to pray this morning. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. So it's important for us to understand the reality of the fatherhood of God, knowing him as Father, because we cannot father unless we are fathered by Heavenly Father. And many, many fathers are broken. Many, many fathers don't know how to father because we don't know the fatherhood of God. And so when we're praying for family, we've got to understand that the starting point is that through Christ Jesus, he's brought us to the Father and he has asked the Father for Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit came and dwelt within us, the Father and the Son, the reality of their life within us, so that we can now know our Heavenly Father. And as a result of knowing our Heavenly Father, we are able to father. We are able to parent. And so part of the praying, as we take this particular scripture, for instance, that Paul is praying, we want to pray for the family in our community, the family in our nation. We want to pray for the family of God, but also for the unsaved families, so that they can be drawn and get to know the Heavenly Father. Because God is the creator of all. And if we want to know fatherhood, we have to know Father. And that's how you need. So there needs to be a tremendous restoration. So many times what takes place in our lives is that we blame fathers. But fathers are in Adam many, many times. They're not yet in Christ Jesus. So they don't know. Fathers may be in Christ Jesus, but they don't know the reality that the old has been, the power of sin is broken. They are a new creation. So all the truth that the Holy Spirit has been sharing, fathers don't know it. And the Holy Spirit is sharing with us truth so that we know to come in the name of Jesus to be able to pray for families based on the truth in Jesus Christ, in his name. And Jesus says, remember, whatever we ask in his name, this is the will of the Father for all to be saved. So it's not what Jesus came to reconcile all of us back to the Father. So when we are praying this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we know that as we come to our Father and we're asking him things, Jesus has promised he will answer, he will do what we've asked. So we know without a shadow of doubt that by the incredible arm of God, the hand of God, the Holy Spirit, incredible ministry will be working extremely powerful in the lives of our nation, bringing such a revelation who our Heavenly Father is. There will be a battle, and that's why we don't get sidetracked. We're focused on Jesus. You've came to reconcile, and you've given us a ministry of reconciliation. And you've reconciled mankind back to the Father. They don't know it. So we are also now involved in our intercession and in our going out, involved with the ministry of reconciliation, bringing people through you, what you've done, back to our Heavenly Father. It's a foundational truth in the Great Commission, what the Great Commission is all about. So we want to pray for that this morning in Ephesians. So that's Ephesians 3:14, if you want to use that. When Paul is praying in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 15, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better." And then he prays that the eyes of the heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which you have been called and this glorious inheritance. So he has an incredible prayer that Paul is praying for our glorious Heavenly Father to, by the Holy Spirit, to give wisdom, to give revelation, to open up truth, to give people such a real encounter through his Son Jesus Christ to who he is as God the Father, so that they may know Father better. Now, what did Jesus say in John chapter 17 and verse 3 when Jesus is praying and he says, "Father, I have given them eternal life, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God. And as they know you, same, they must know me, the Son, Jesus Christ." So Paul is praying for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Father, without you, we're not going to get a revelation of you. We're not going to know you as Father. We need Holy Spirit's ministry over here. We need Holy Spirit to break through the deception, the father of lies, to break through the pain, to break through all the excuses and all the experiences that humanity has. We need Holy Spirit to do that, so that they may know you better, because this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God. So we have to ask ourselves the question this morning, as believers that we know, do they have eternal life? In other words, do they really know God as Father? Do they really know Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God? So we want to pray so that people are not deceived by the father of lies, that go to church and they call themselves Christians. We want to make sure, as you're praying for the families of our nation, that the families will get to know God as Father and know him as a very real God, as a Heavenly Father, and have got an open heart for our Father's involvement in our lives, so that we know his heartbeat, we know his involvement, we know his correction, we know his guidance, we know his acceptance. We have our identity so wrapped up in his fatherhood, secure. And that's part of our praying. So you can understand the weight of this prayer for families right now. You'll understand the seriousness, the moment in the heart of God, so that families can really come to know him. And so we're going to be praying now for not just the individual, but we want families to be saved. We're praying for salvation of households. We're praying for the salvation of the bloodline. We're praying, because that's always been God's heart, is for families. Remember the very beginning in Genesis 1, when God created man, he said to them, "Multiply, be fruitful, rule the earth." It's always been family. And we see throughout history with the lives of Israel, all the time, in the covenants, it's all about the family, all the time. When it's dealing with the Levitical law, not just the Ten Commandments, but all the other laws, how do we deal? How do we relate within family? How do we relate with one another? It's all relational. How do we deal with that? How do we relate with God? How does he relate with us in the covenants? So if covenants is all relational, it's all family. And these are the things that we want to pray and be established in the new covenant of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now in John chapter 17, verse 25 and verse 26, we're praying this morning for families. We're praying for families to an encounter with Holy Spirit so that they may know the real God, the true God, and the true Jesus Christ. Not the counterfeit God, not the counterfeit Jesus Christ, but to really know the real Jesus Christ. We're praying for that revelation to take place. Jesus prayed and he said, Father, this is eternal life. I have revealed you. And he's sharing the whole reality of what this ministry is all about. And then he ends his prayer in John 17. And he prays over here. Now listen to this incredible prayer as he closes his prayer to his Father. You are my righteous Father, but the unbelieving world has never known you in the perfect way that I know you. That's profound. So here we see Jesus' relationship with his Father, this perfect way, this incredible oneness with his Father. He and the Father are one. And he's praying something about this. And he says, and all those who believe in me also know that you have sent me. That was verse 25, verse 26. I have revealed to them who you are, and I will continue to make you even more real to them, so that they may experience that same endless love that you have for me. For your love will now live in them, even as I live in them. Incredible truth that. So here as we're praying this morning, Father, by your Holy Spirit, give them revelation. Give us revelation that we may know you more and more and more. And Jesus prays this amazing prayer at the end of his prayer with his Father, that Father, I know you in the most perfect way that anyone can know you. And I want to thank you. And this is the glory that I've given them, that they may be one as you and I are one, that they may know you in the most perfect way as I know you. And he carries on in that prayer as we see over here. And I have made you known. And this is what God has done to you and I. The Holy Spirit has revealed to you and I Jesus Christ. He's made the Father real to us by the Holy Spirit. But it doesn't stop there, and I will continue make you known. And that's the progressive revelation, that the Holy Spirit will continually reveal to you and I the reality of who our Heavenly Father is. So it's a growing. That's why for me it was such an important time to open up and say, Father, you have full rights in my life to father me. So that I've given the Holy Spirit permission to work and continually reveal the Father to me all the time, more and more and more. So it's a growth of knowing God as a Father. Okay. And that's important because many, many, many believers, we're still living as orphans. We're still living in a sense of being enslaved to the old. We have not yet understood what the Father has done through his Son Jesus and setting us free. Redemption, so that we may know him as our Father and not live as slaves or orphans, etc. Okay, and how do we know that we're living as a slave or an orphan? Well, we fear tomorrow. Then we know we're not living in the revelation of what sonship's all about yet. We're worried about the tomorrow. What about that bull? What's about that? What about this? What about that? It's still evidence that we don't really know our Heavenly Father. If we know our Father, do you think Jesus worried about tomorrow? See, he knows the Father in the most perfect way. And that same glory he has given to you and I, that we may be one and know our Father. So there's a lot of area for our development, our maturing, our growth when it comes to being a child of God. So we want to pray for that maturing. We want to pray for that revelation so that we may know him more and more. And I just love this because he has a key truth that is so, so important, because we ask ourselves, do I really know the love of God? Am I living loved by my Heavenly Father? And that's why this prayer of Jesus that we want to pray for ourselves and for our nation is so crucial. I will continue make you known even more. I will continue make you even more real to them, so that they may experience the same endless love that you have for me. For your love will now live in them, even as I live in them. We have Holy Spirit. Okay, God has poured His love into our heart by the Holy Spirit. So here's a profound truth. The more revelation that the Holy Spirit gives us of our Heavenly Father, the more Jesus reveals our Father to us, the more we get to experience the Father's love. That's the growth in love. Now, can you imagine the family of God, all of us, even in our communities where we stay, in our workplaces, in the schools, wherever we may be, us now really living in the reality of truly being loved by the Father, because the Holy Spirit and our Lord Jesus, our Jesus is sharing with us, the Holy Spirit is taking from Jesus, making the Father real to us. Abba Father, Abba Father. The love has been poured in the heart, and you and I are living in the realm of really being loved by God. Can you imagine, with all the politics in the workplace and all that taking place, we live loved by God? What a place of safety and security. As believers, we're wanting to be a shining light. We want to be different. We want to show the people that are worried about all the political corruption and all the backbiting and maneuvering that's taking place. We want to be people that are so solid that we can be able to pray for the people in the workplace, that they will have a revelation of the Father's love. So now when we take in this serious and to get established in the reality of what our Lord Jesus Christ has done in the workplace now, there's a commission for us. Father, you've called us to be praying for the families to be born again. And now we're focusing. We've got a kingdom agenda. We've got a kingdom mindset. We've got the heartbeat of God to see all people saved. So many might have hit lists now. I use the term hit lists, where God's Spirit is saying, that family, put it on your hit list. We're going to nail them with the Holy Spirit. And there's going to be focused prayers that'll be, I think, developing within us. People that God will put in our hearts to really press in and intercede. Paul, when he's writing, I think to the Ephesus church, I can't quite remember now, but he ends his letter and he says to one of the guys on the team, he's continually wrestling in prayer for you as he's praying for the church. And that's part of our calling, as we pray for the family of God. The family of God will start reaching out to the unsaved families. Great commission. And minister to the unsaved families. So, that's the prayer focus for today. And that. Any questions, anything before we go into prayer? One of the things that the enemy loves to use, whether it's through your own thoughts or through other people pointing fingers, very often they will say, how can you pray for other families when your family is a big mess? How can you win a war if you don't have a training ground to practice in? See, if our family is in a mess, that's our training ground to learn the truths. Don't let condemnation and guilt and all those fingers and accusations come your way. Let the blood of Jesus speak. He's dealt with that. Because as parents, we've all got the, oh, we've messed up here, we've messed up there, etc., etc. Let the blood of Jesus speak. We pray from the place of the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray from the covenant, being rooted in the covenant that our Lord has made for us. The way, remember, covenant is the way God relates with us and how we relate with Him. So it's relational. Now, through Jesus, how does our Father relate with us? And how do we relate with the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ? See, it's a whole different ballgame now for us. That's why we pray in the name of Jesus. So we want to pray, God will teach, and it'll be good if we can grow together and share the experiences, what God is sharing, so that we can learn, you've got a revelation that I haven't got, thank you. And so now Lord, thank you. And we can now begin to grow together. When I shared this a little bit, introduced this on Wednesday, immediately the backlash was tremendous. The last thing the enemy wants is for families to be saved and to really come as kingdom families. They don't mind having church families, because church families just keep the pews warm and that, but kingdom families are seeking first the kingdom of God. They've got a heart to see the kingdom of God. It's different, it's war, it's moving, it's faith in action, it's love in action. So it's totally different, and that's what we're pressing into, to see families are really sold out for the kingdom and have got a heart for God, to see the kingdom being established in the families' lives, in the towns, in the cities, in the workplaces, and the schools. Father, thank you this morning that your heart is so big. You can't even grasp the depth, the width, the height, the length of your love that you have shown. Last Sunday you were sharing with us that it's through your Son Jesus Christ that we have been blessed in every way. So we want to thank you as we come as blessed people through Jesus and in Him, as blessed people with every spiritual blessing, as your Holy Spirit brings to us truths and promises, what's on your heart, we can receive it, and now we can make and we can declare that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we want to take, Lord Jesus, the truth of what these spiritual blessings, the salvation, the forgiveness, the wholeness, the healing, the deliverance, the restoration of families, you name it, all that you have done in your death and resurrection. We want, Holy Spirit, you to share with us, because we want him to be able to prophesy, we want him to be able to pray, we want him to be able to decree it, we want him to be able to live it out here on earth. So we thank you. We want to ask, Father, this morning for many of us as your family to be touched by you with your heartbeat for families that will empower us into an action to be able to be involved in evangelizing families. So we come and we're asking these things this morning as we partake with you, Jesus, celebrating your death and resurrection, celebrating that there's no family that's beyond your redemptive power, your blood. You've already done it. So no matter how bleak the situation may look like, we're looking to you and we ask, Father, that you will impart faith within us as we hear Holy Spirit speak to us, that we will be our faith, because you've shown just recently how faith is growing in the family of God. And we want to pray with this faith in us that's alive, that's full of hope, that can see the reality of prayers being answered, that can see the reality of the angelic realm helping families, bringing back the prodigal sons and daughters, bringing back those that have run away, bringing back where there was love in the beginning of the marriage and has been broken and destroyed, bringing back redemption. So the blood of Jesus, your blood, Lord, as we partake with your blood this morning, we want to pray and we want to be part of that, to see the redeeming power of your blood in delivering people, saving families. Your body, Lord, we want to partake with your body this morning, participating in the fact that your body was broken for us, so that all our brokenness could now become whole and healed through you, Jesus. Whatever that may be, we ask Holy Spirit, show us, give us wisdom, give us understanding, give us just, even if it's just such visions even now, Lord Jesus, of how to pray. And we thank you. So thank you, Jesus, as we eat and drink with you, to celebrate and to participate in the victory of your death and resurrection, the glory of your incredible death and resurrection and ascension, the glory of you being crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the glory of you that has redeemed us and through your blood has made us into a kingdom and priest so that he can rule here on earth. And this we thank you through you, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.